Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, the real reason Billy Kay was released, a WWE superstar teasing a possible return. WWE have big plans for Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, CM Punk teasing a huge match, and Tucker on the breakup of Heavy Machinery. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers. I am not joined by Gareth today. I am all on my own, so I've replaced him with Salty Dog, which I think is a pretty fair replacement. But before we get into the video, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and links to each story is in the description below, so click the timestamp and away you go. So first up, woke up this morning to Kevin Dunn trending on Twitter, thinking that, oh, he's done something really stupid on SmackDown, but no, he's done something really stupid backstage instead. Now, as if you couldn't already hate the guy enough, it is now being reported by Fightful Select that Kevin Dunn just didn't get Billy Kay and had verbalized this backstage, saying that he thinks there is a very low ceiling for her in WWE. Now, how exactly this, or how or if this contributed directly to her release, it remains to be seen. We're not entirely sure, but you've got to imagine that someone as high up in the company and as respected and close to Vince's side as Kevin Dunn is, verbalizing the fact that he just doesn't get her and sees a very low ceiling for her cannot be helpful for your career. Now, it should be noticed that it was said that Billy Kay's release has come to a surprise, come as a surprise to everyone in the locker room, because she was used on TV so much leading up to it, and she had a WrestleMania match, and just in general, she was sort of just a very well-liked person backstage, so it definitely came as a shock, and Peyton Royce to this effect as well. So yeah, I guess it remains to be seen. We're going to be keeping on getting little bits of news about why these people were released as things go along, but it sucks. Billy Kay was one of the most entertaining things on SmackDown. The resume thing was absolutely brilliant. You could have easily gotten 5 minutes out of every show, and it was always one of the most entertaining 5 minutes you could hope for on that show. And then they go and do this. Absolutely ridiculous. And it looks like you might have Kevin Dunn to blame. Kevin done it again. Anyway, moving on. So a WWE superstar has been up on Instagram teasing a possible return. And it is indeed Aleister Black. He's been posting a little cryptic vignette, sort of speculating about his return. Now, it's part of a series that he's done before called his Black Art series. And he started it on Instagram in sort of early 2020, normally to like build to feuds and things like that. So the latest one is called Black Arts Part 8, Chapter 0, Forgive Me Father. And I've just got a transcript of what he says, because he uses music in the background and WWE footage, so I can't actually show it. So he says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 4 years since my last confession, 4 years of perpetuating this lie about who I am and who I am not. But I seem to have stumbled into your woods again. This time I will heed the call. It is time to cull the herd." So yeah, hopefully this means we're going to get Aleister Black back on our TVs sooner rather than later, because we haven't actually seen him since October last year when he got drafted and had that match with Kevin Owens, and then we never saw him again, because draft someone and then do nothing with them, that just seems like the kind of WWE way at the minute. It should also be noted that earlier in the week, PW Insider were reporting WWE are filming some vignettes for a possible return for Aleister Black. It's kind of loosely based on his childhood, but there's no word on like if and when those vignettes might be airing or any dates of returns or anything like that. So hopefully we do get Aleister Black back on our TV sooner rather than later, because he deserves it. It's been a long time. His run on the main roster has not been what we all hoped for, judging from his past in NXT. And yeah, he's an absolutely phenomenal talent that they should absolutely do more with. So next up, we've got reports from Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated, who is reporting that there is absolutely universal praise for Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks and their match at WrestleMania within WWE. It's also said that internally, Banks and Belair is the single biggest narrative within WWE that they're focusing on right now, with Roman Reigns as a close second. WWE very high on what Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks managed to pull off at WrestleMania, which, let's face it, was the match of the weekend and just an absolutely incredible pro wrestling spectacle. I absolutely adored that match. So SmackDown last night saw Bianca Belair celebrating her victory with the Street Profits, and then we also got a backstage segment with Sasha Banks where she was just kind of seething over the whip to her chest and the marks that it left, obviously, because that looked like it really sucked. And then Banks was like too angry to speak, so she kind of stormed off, and we thought that something was going to happen, like her confronting Bianca Belair on the show, but it's also reported that that has kind of been moved back a week, and that is going to happen next week instead, to give Bianca Belair a little bit of time just for the celebration and to sort of revel in that victory and being the champion. And give her that nice moment. Oh my God, the dog is woofing at the postman. Scared the crap out of me. Expect more from Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks going forwards, because it is high up on the priority list for WWE, as it should be, and they can hopefully fix this feud story-wise on TV. From what they did for the builds of WrestleMania, because that was bad. WrestleMania was incredible. So now let's use that as the tipping off point. Moving over to Twitter, and CM Punk, he's obviously been at it again. He's been doing a Twitter Q&A to promote his upcoming movie. And you might remember when Samoa Joe got released, they had a little bit of an exchange on Twitter where CM Punk posted the gif of Dave Chappelle pretending to be Prince and having a tantrum on the couch. And then Samoa Joe was talking about them paying money and things. Well, it's continued over because someone asked him on Twitter, is there a possibility of another CM Punk versus Samoa Joe match in the near future? And Punk replies, anything is possible. Always teasing this guy. I still don't see it happening. He also mentioned in the same Q&A thing where someone asked him, who is the best promo today? And he said Eddie Kingston, so he's high up on Eddie Kingston. Just an interesting little tease from CM Punk there. Who knows what will actually come of it. But finally, I wanted to end with Tucker. Obviously, of Heavy Machinery and of these recent releases. He posted up on Twitter just a picture of him and Otis and just saying he can't wait to tell this story. And then someone in the comments replied, just saying, please tell me what was the reason of breaking up Heavy Machinery. And quite simply, Tucker says, who effing knows? Yep. Who does know? If even he doesn't know, I dread to think what the plan was there. So many of these released superstars were in perfectly good tag teams that could have done really good things, and then they broke them up, and then they fired them both, because it doesn't make any sense. It's not their fault, this one. This just very much on WWE. I don't get it. How they couldn't see what they had and just push these tag teams as the tag teams instead of breaking them up, putting them in lesser tag teams and then firing them. Makes no goddamn sense. Anyway, before I get onto a big ramble, that was the news for today. Thank you very much for joining me. You can follow me over on Twitter at FilmMyChambers. You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Head on over to youtube.com/kayfabenews and subscribe over there for all your satirical wrestling needs. And what else? Yes, subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and let me know what you think. Most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day. I'm completely frazzled from the salty postman thing. Sorry, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.